Ireland formally changed their constitution to allow abortion on Wednesday after a landslide referendum in May. The decision has been building up for some time following a series of high-profile cases where women died due to miscarriages or were forced to travel overseas to have abortions performed. Peter Kalis reports.
Following a historic referendum in May, Ireland repealed the Eighth Amendment of their constitution on Wednesday, lifting the ban on abortion. 66.4% of the voters opted to reject the amendment, which banned abortion in almost all cases. The Eighth Amendment, introduced in 1983, assigned equal rights to the lives of the mother and the fetus, except when the mother's life was threatened. Founder of pro-life group Endeavour Forum, Babette Francis, says one of the key factors influencing Ireland's change in culture are ongoing scandals relating to the Catholic Church.
I think that scandalised a lot of Irish citizens and disillusioned them about the church and about the Catholic Church and anything the Catholic Church was saying. I think that was a major contributing factor. But also an underlying factor is that Ireland, like a lot of countries in Europe, is probably going through a process of secularisation where the influence of religion is not as powerful as it once was.
She believes that while Europe is becoming increasingly secular, the pro-life argument is still valid.
I'm optimistic about the future, where once the Irish might have been automatically pro-life without thinking much about it, now the battle will be taken over by those who are informed and critical of the pro-abortion ethos and will fight it on a scientific and human rights basis, not just on a religious basis.
President of Reproductive Choice Australia, Jenny Edgelack, also believes the Catholic Church's scandals have had a major impact on the abortion debate in Ireland.
They're dictating to women and couples what they should and shouldn't do in their reproductive lives and what they shouldn't do with their pregnancies, but at the same time, they're then doing highly unethical and immoral things.
She says the generation gap is another reason for the referendum's result.
The attitude toward religious institutions by younger people is quite different than their parents and grandparents, who were the ones who were voting age in the 1980s when these laws were put into place.
The Oireachtas, Ireland's parliament, has promised new legislation will be introduced to allow abortion in the first 12 weeks of pregnancy by the first week of October. They claim abortion services will be available in Ireland in the new year. Professor Sonia Allen from Deakin University says the momentum for change has been building for some time and the fight for women's rights in Ireland has a long history.
We do need to remember that the actual laws and fight for women's rights in Ireland have a much longer history, and so if we just look at the referendum and now the impending laws that they've said they're going to get through fairly quickly, we've got to remember that that's been happening over a couple of years.
A major reason for the referendum was the death of Savita Halappanavar, a 31-year-old who died of blood poisoning during pregnancy.
A woman who had suffered a miscarriage was denied an abortion because the fetus's heart was still beating, and so clearly in the circumstances she was having a miscarriage and she couldn't travel, she developed sepsis and died. And so the fact that people had to travel in order to get an abortion meant that there were women in the country who were in the position that couldn't do so, that were actually left at great risk. And in this case, it led to a really unnecessary death.
The abortion ban did not include banning information about abortion services available overseas. Irish Health Minister Simon Harris said over 3,200 women travelled from Ireland to parts of the UK to get abortions in 2016, and still more travelled elsewhere around the world. Ms. Edgelack says although women could technically travel overseas to get abortions, there were many cases where they were unable to due to health reasons.
It meant that women weren't able to access abortion as a health service like any other health service in Ireland. But as I said, you know, the laws never stopped women from accessing a termination. It just changes the circumstances under which they do it.
That story was by Peter Kalis.